I'm speaking here to Chris Doris in the Ashford Gallery. Chris, you've just moved from one very different space into another. Perhaps you could tell me about coming down off the mountain and setting up this exhibition.
Well, this is Thursday, and on Monday evening I came down off Croagh-Patrick after a 40-day stay on top of the Reek. And it was an extraordinary descent. The welcome from the locals was phenomenal. There were hundreds of people on the lower parts of the mountain and down towards Campbell's Pub. And the Ackle Pipe Band were assembled at the base of the mountain to bring me down to the car park. So it was quite extraordinary, the response from the local community at the end of the project. Of course, that was a late night in Campbell's. And the following day I came up to hang this exhibition on Earth, which consists of large-scale monoprints on handmade Indian paper, made in 1988 and 99. And I'm just completing the hanging of that at the moment, so it's been quite a transition from the misty, windswept top of Croagh-Patrick to the centre of Dublin and this space.
Okay, and perhaps you could talk a bit about the themes in this work. It's all about the rural landscape, pretty much, and also to do with man's influence on it. How did you come to look at those themes?
In 1989, I made my first of several trips to India, and I found a factory in Jaipur in Rajasthan making beautiful handmade paper to a scale I hadn't seen before. The two owners of the small factory got me to take a photograph afterwards of the staff arranged like a football team, with two members of the staff holding a sheet of the paper, which now holds the monoprints, with one of the workers on it and lifting them as in a hammock while holding a handwritten sign saying world's largest and strongest watercolour paper. And then they asked us to use that as an advertisement for them when we got back to Ireland. But I can't say I did that, but it took about 9 years before I found a use for the paper. The large monoprints in the show are 7 foot by 5. The factory itself was extraordinary. I remember it clearly, built of red brick with bars on the windows, no glass, and the sun shafting through into a dark interior with about 20 men in loincloths and turbans in vats of cotton pulp, making the paper, and then bringing the mulched paper to the roof to dry in presses. I moved to Mayo 5 years ago, and the paper is very tough and durable. And I started to do a series of large monoprints, printing off glass with water-based printing inks. And the theme that began to emerge was that they were landscapes of the west of Ireland, but the process of their making was made explicit. I've retained the bleeds and all the marks of printing around the edges of the images of the landscape, undercutting the fact that our images of the landscape, and particularly of the west, are constructed, culturally constructed. So hopefully, as the viewer looks at the landscape, they're continually being made aware of the process of the making of the image. In terms of content, the images are all about human interventions into nature and how nature copes with it and integrates it. Some of the titles are Discharge, Burn Off, Refuse, Dead Farm, Bog Fire, Reservoir, Motorway Excavation. It's quite interesting at the moment. In the RHA Gallery upstairs is an exhibition by Hoedeke, a German painter, entitled Western Landscapes, and their paintings from the west of Ireland. He visits Galway quite regularly, I believe. And so you have in the same building, I'm downstairs in the Ashford Gallery, you have in the same building two perspectives on the west, one from an Irish migrant to the west of Ireland, and one from a German man who visits it regularly. And I think the differences in perspective are quite interesting.
Okay. Perhaps you could talk a bit more about the process involved. How long does it take to make one of these prints? How many layers are there?
They vary. Some of them come more quickly than others. The heavily layered ones can have up to 30 or 40 layers of ink on them. I have a large sheet of glass the size of the printed surface on the floor, and work onto that with the water-based printing inks, effectively painting onto glass. Then I place the paper onto the glass, roll it up the back and lift it as a print, and you get a reverse image of what you've actually painted on the glass. And I continue this process 10, 20, 30 times until the richness and depth I'm looking for is achieved in the image.
How did you come to using this method? Had you used it before, painting onto glass and printing on paper?
Yes, since my first show in the RHK in 89, I was doing large-scale monoprints. I liked the immediacy and the fluidity of the medium. And in this case, it was useful for recording the process through the bleeds you get out from the edge of the print on the glass. But it's a process that's quicker than the long labor of building oil paintings. And it's a way back into oil painting for me, really, after having done more graphic and work in water-based media for some time now.
And the way the work is presented is particularly important as well for what you're expressing here.
The images themselves are like fragile fragments. They're hung unframed like vulnerable fragments on the wall. The paper is irregular in shape, and the process of their making, the tears and rips that have occurred, they've gone through several processes of destruction and regeneration, which is equivalent to what's happening in the content in the images. Nature's vulnerability, but its capacity to absorb our interventions and adjust and integrate them.
Well, perhaps you'd like to talk about this one. This one's called Burn Off.
Burn Off, I think, exemplifies what I was talking about in terms of the vulnerability and resilience. This image has been battered almost to the point of extinction, and it still survives. It's had a lot of accidents, some of them happy and some of them not so happy, but they've all been integrated into the final image. You can see the frame around the actual image, which consists of a picture of an industrial burn-off in a landscape at night, and the surrounds of the printed image are torn and thick with all the detritus and bleeds and after effects of the actual printing process. So there's something I like about the vulnerability, but the toughness and durability of this image in particular. The conservation people may have to have a go at it in a few hundred years' time, I'm not sure, but these newer water-based materials haven't really had to stand the test of several hundred years, as oil paintings have done in that tradition. So we're not too sure what will happen over the long term, but I think they're relatively inert and they're pretty safe.
Okay, thanks, Chris.